Hello, gorgeous humans. Welcome to the podcast today. Today, I want to try something different and unique. I've been feeling this in my heart and thought, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. So one of my things that I love a lot, one of the things I really enjoy is the spoken word. And if you're familiar with the spoken word, sometimes it sounds like a rap. Other times it's just words and there might be music accompaniment. And there's a part of this podcast that I'm going to share that spoken word. The reason why I want to do that is I want it to be a resource for you that you can simply plug in your ear to remind you of something that we're talking about in the podcast today. But you're a mom. Do those four words sound familiar? Because I think for most moms, this is something that we contend with. Many of us are held back by these four words. And so today's podcast episode is a reminder that when you hear those words and think you cannot do something, you come to this podcast and plug it into your ears and remind yourself that being a mom is not the only thing that you're here in this world to do. And so the piece I'm sharing with you today, I wrote this on the airplane on the way home from my grad in November. And it's so fascinating to me because the gravity of what I had done for 3 years, I started my master's in the pandemic, raising a child, running my business, working full-time, and still doing online school with three children. Up until that moment in November on that airplane, the gravity of what I had done hadn't quite hit me. As we were heading home, I could see my kids and my husband sitting across the aisle from me. And the sun was just rising over the horizon. And I had this moment of deep gratitude and a bit of pain. You know, when you're so grateful, when you're just overwhelmed and it hurts. Because I know how hard I worked to get there. And for me, it was a full circle moment because the first time I tried to get a degree while raising kids, I ended up with burnout. And here I was, almost 10 years later, working full-time, running a business with clients, doing all the things. My kids are a lot older now, and I went to school for 3 years. I never experienced burnout. I felt so proud of myself for all of the hard work that I went through. And when I say hard work here, it's not about action. It's more the battle in my mind, because really that's where I struggled the most. To give up, to not bother. And even just thinking about, I'm making good money. Why am I doing this? And my only reason was I wanted to. I wanted to get that degree. I remember thinking in my second year, I was so mad. About why did I do this? I shouldn't have done it. I should have just let it be. But then I remember my reason. And this is where I want to call you and invite you to. When you're stressed out and frustrated about people telling you about your mom, there are things you can't do. Do you have a why? Do you have a reason for what you want? Do you have a reason that you feel so grounded in? Because if you're not, that's when people start to get in your head. That's when all the excuses sound like facts, even though they're not. I think that many of us get into this space where we think that there has to be a valid reason. And I'm saying valid here in quote, right? People have to see the need for you to do it. It has to make sense to other people. And I'm here to tell you today, your reason could just be because I want to. And I want you to be so sold on that, that nothing anybody says can change your mind about it. If it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. All right, so here's the spoken word. But you're a mom. But you're a mom is not the finish line. It is the moment you realize that life isn't just about you anymore. That people will make assumptions about what you're capable of. Navigating hurdles you never asked for. And making seemingly hard decisions. It is found in the friction of following your dreams while wiping snot and soothing hurting knees and hearts, all the while wondering whether you're getting it right. It is feeling tired yet finding the strength to give it one more try. It is tears and laughter and the thrill of not knowing, yet excited for discovery, like the first bite of an apple. It is questioning and believing and trusting all at once. It is messy and beautiful, and you get to decide. And every time you choose you, there's an untethering, a discovery of what you're capable of, a cultivating deep compassion for your mistakes, an uncovering and navigating and creating a life that feels as good on the inside as it looks on the outside, just like you dreamed. But you're a mom is not the finish line. It is where you begin. And so let's begin. Friends, being a mom is not the easiest identity in the world. I'm sure if you've been a mom for even a second, you know this. I also want to invite you to know that it's not the only identity that you have. And so this week, I invite you to notice where you're holding yourself back from your dreams, from your desires, just because you're a mom. I'll tell you that thinking this way is never the whole story. And you desiring to create a life that's amazing, that feels fulfilling, that makes you excited to wake up each day, requires you to bring all of you to the game. It requires you to play for winning, not to be afraid, not to be running from something, but running towards something, craving something greater for you and the people that you love and care about and the impact that you're here to make in the world. And that starts with not letting your identity as a mom take up all of the space in your life. And so this week, your permission slip is to do one thing that you've been telling yourself you can't do because you're a mom. Ask someone to watch your kids while you go for a walk. Take a nap. Ask for help. Say, I don't want to do it to your kids. That's a good one. Give yourself the permission. And come tell me how it went for you. It's going to be scary. And I know that you can do it because I believe in you. So let me know. Send me an email at hello@oliveandbliss.ca or come find me on socials at Uime Oguta. Have a beautiful week, my friend. And until next time, remember, you have the permission you've been waiting for. So stay curious, mess around, and find out what's possible in your world today.